From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog agency says weapons inspectors will visit Iran on October 25th. Mohammed El-Baradei, who's visiting Tehran, says the inspectors will go to a newly revealed uranium processing site in Iran in 3 weeks. Iran officially told the UN about this place last week. El-Baradei says the UN is concerned about Iran's future intentions with its nuclear program. Iranian officials say it is for peaceful purposes. Last month, President Obama reiterated the United States has grave doubts about that Iranian goal. The U.S. military says 8 U.S. troops and at least 2 Afghan soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan. The military says it is in one of the deadliest battles there in more than a year. The BBC's Martin Patience reports from Kabul.
According to officials, the troops were killed after tribal militias launched attacks from a local mosque in a nearby village. The firefight happened in Nuristan province, although officials wouldn't say exactly where. In a statement, NATO said the troops had successfully repelled the attack, inflicting heavy casualties. One official described it as a complex attack in a difficult area.
The BBC's Martin Patience in Kabul. Greeks are going to the polls today in a vote that the socialist opposition is expected to win. The snap elections were called by the conservative government following a wave of scandals and a worsening economy. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Athens.
The vote pits the heirs of Greece's two political dynasties, incumbent New Democracy Prime Minister Kostas Karamanlis, against the socialist PASOK leader George Papandreou. Polls published 2 weeks ago gave Papandreou the edge, but it's not clear whether he will garner a majority. The two rivals offer different economic paths. The conservatives propose austerity measures, while the socialists advocate a stimulus package to jumpstart the economy. The winner will have to face a budget deficit that could reach 8% of GDP, rising unemployment, and popular resentment toward illegal immigrants. Many Greeks were angered by the government's mishandling of wildfires, as well as a wave of riots last December when youths rampaged through cities, smashing shops and banks with little police intervention. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.
Rescue teams are combing rubble in Indonesia for survivors from last week's earthquakes. The official death toll stands at 715, but authorities fear that will soar because thousands of people are believed to still be trapped in buildings that collapsed. At least 170 people died in last week's powerful tsunami in the Samoan Islands. Victims were discovered in Samoa, American Samoa, and in Tonga. In Samoa, the government is arranging a large mass funeral. Relatives of those who were killed won't hold individual funerals. Many would have difficulty in doing so because their villages were destroyed by the tsunami. You're listening to NPR. The Vatican has convened a special meeting to discuss the needs of Africa. The 3-week-long synod at the Vatican will cover issues such as poverty, disease, and war. Vatican officials estimate there are 146 million Catholics in Africa, and they want to address persistent violence against them. Other speakers scheduled to attend include UN officials, such as the head of the Food and Agriculture Organization and the former leader of UN peacekeepers in Darfur. Australia plans to establish a marine sanctuary for humpback whales in the largest whale nursery in the Southern Hemisphere. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen reports.
Around 22,000 humpback whales migrate from Antarctica every year to give birth in the waters off Australia's west coast. Around 1,000 of them come to Camden Sound, making it the largest single whale calving area in the Southern Hemisphere. So now, the Western Australia government wants to protect that environmentally sensitive area. Donna Farragher is Western Australia's Environment Minister.
There has been very strong public support so far, and we believe it is really very important to protect this very unique part of Western Australia.
Humpbacks have been protected from whaling in the Southern Hemisphere since 1963, when their numbers in Western Australia fell to fewer than 1,000. They've been recovering at a rate of 10% per year. The Western Australia government hopes to have the marine park in place for next year's migration. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Fire authorities in Arizona say a controlled burn has jumped its boundaries near the northern town of Williams, the main route to the Grand Canyon. The twin fire has burned about 1,000 acres. No injuries are reported. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.